Dealers, ATV, tools, household, antiques, and more. For pictures and more information, go to kansasauctions.net/JNDAuction. Enter to win groceries from Country Mart. Today, text the word MART, M-A-R-T, to the KVOE Bluestem text line 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Country Mart. Winner announced tomorrow. And also this morning, in fact, for another 30 minutes, text ZZKC to 620-342-5863. We have five pair of tickets to see ZZKC. That's an awesome tribute band, ZZ Top, that will be performing at the Granada Theater coming up Saturday night, starting at 7. So text ZZKC to 620-342-5863. 827, cloud cover 66 degrees, and it is time now for the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Save local, borrow local, bank local at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. We offer a variety of products to meet your financial needs no matter what stage of life you are in. Best part, we are right down the street and here to serve you. Come visit us today or learn more at esfcu.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA, Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way. A better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we have an exciting program here. Basically, we're calling it exciting because some exciting news was unveiled not that long ago about the new Jones Premier Nursing and Education Scholarship. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Dr. Carrie Hess, Professor of Nursing at Emporia State, Dr. Sarah Schwartfeger, Interim Dean of the Teachers College at ESU, and also by Sharon Tidwell, who's Executive Director of the Walter S. and Evan C. Jones Foundation. So we have a great group with us here this morning. Sharon, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Doing great. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Dr. Schwartfeger, good morning.
Good morning. It's a great day to be a Hornet, Ron.
Yes, it is, Sarah. And Dr. Hess, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. And, well, let's start with you first, Sarah. How exciting is this Nursing and Education Scholarship Program?
This is an excellent opportunity for our students in the Tri-County area. We're just so thrilled to be able to offer this for our students, and we're just amazed to be able to partner with the Honors College and have this whole program together.
Well, we know how solid the nursing program is at ESU, and it only continues to develop and progress, and new facilities on campus will be coming down the pike as well. Carrie, let's talk about the specifics of the Jones Premier Nursing and Education Scholarship. Exactly what does it entail?
Well, it entails three counties, so selectively Lyon, Coffey, and Osage. And when we look at the fair market and look at the students that we're recruiting, obviously this is a target population. We can't thank the Jones Trust enough for this opportunity to do this, because this obviously sets apart us from other universities. We want those quality students. And as Dr. Schwartzfeger mentioned, partnering with the Honors College, that's going to get those high quality students. Those are the ones that we want. We want to market to them. Oftentimes we do typically might lose them to some of the larger universities. So we're looking at, full cost attendance for six scholars, which when you think about it, three in nursing, three in education, that's going to funnel in. And when you look at 80% of the Kansas residents or students that attend Kansas College, they stay in Kansas. So we want them in our community. We want nurses and educators in our communities.
Sharon, I wanted to ask you this kind of about, A, how this started to come together here for the framework here for this new Premier Scholarship, and especially in light of the fact that this is kind of the latest extension and the latest iteration of the Jones Foundation support here for Emporia State students coming from Lyon Coffee and Osage Counties. Kind of, you know, in general terms, how it got started, but then also how this kind of extends the ongoing work of the foundation.
Sure. Well, first of all, education and healthcare have always been a long focus for the Jones Foundation, and we feel like that with the development of this Premier Nursing and Education Scholarship, ESU provides a unique opportunity for some of the brightest students in the three counties that we serve. What led us to this? Actually, I mean, this is actually the third scholarship program at ESU that we have created. And the first is the undergraduate education grant. It's longstanding, which is a need-based grant. And then the Jones Success Scholarship, which is formerly known as the Jones Tuition Voucher. And so by adding this Premier Nursing and Education Scholarship, we just felt that this was something that we could just even leverage more in the three counties. But a fun fact, and maybe a little bit of why we started putting this all together, was the fact that Walter's wife, Olive, was a nurse. Although we're not certain that she actively practiced, but she always kept her ear tuned to the community for need, so in the three counties. And although Walter only had a fourth grade education, his brother Evan actually had a high school education and was accepted to Juilliard, but he chose to stay behind and work with his brother and Olive in doing the work that we're now carrying out for them. So thought that was kind of a neat thing, and it just kind of started the wheels churning, and so I took it to our board, and we felt that this would be an awesome opportunity for students in the three counties.
Well, I think awesome is a good way to describe that, Sharon. This is quite an opportunity for students. We mentioned, you know, Lyon Coffee, Osage Counties. Dr. Hess, what other criteria do students have to apply and possibly be granted one of these scholarships?
Well, they have to carry a minimum of 12 hours, which anyone that's been in college knows that that's extremely doable, quite honestly. And then a GPA of 3.7 or higher and an ACT score of 28 or higher. So again, that quality student, they write an essay. It has two questions specifically. Why have you chosen to enter nursing or teaching as a profession? And then how will the Jones Foundation investment in your education help improve your lives and your community? Say, for instance, the Coffee, Lyon, or Osage County. So they're going to reflect how they're going to see that to be an investment in their community.
Sarah, when is the application window open? Will it be the same time annually then?
Yes, it will be the same time annually. It actually opens up here on November 1st, and it's open through January 15th. So you can be looking for that to be pushed out on our website. And there's a few of us that are going to make the grand tour of the Tri-Counties here in the next couple of weeks and be visiting some high schools and having some conversations with students and parents to make sure that everyone knows that this is out there. And again, I just want to emphasize this is a win-win opportunity for our students in these counties. They're going to be eligible for that Jones Success Scholarship no matter what, the one that they get for graduating from one of those high schools in the counties. And then we also have our other students that could be eligible and apply for this scholarship. So we're just, again, so excited to be partnering with Jones.
Sarah, from your perspective, have you already started to see some interest in this since this was announced a couple of weeks back? And do you expect to see a lot of applications and essays coming in here over the next couple of months?
We really do. This is a great opportunity. A lot of times these huge scholarships like this, our students are competing statewide or nationwide for some of these scholarships. So this is an amazing opportunity for our students to know that they really are just looking at their county, because we're going to award one from each county for education and one from each county for nursing. So our students have a great opportunity here. to be able to get this. We expect to see lots of applications, especially as we, we've already just started getting the word out. We're hearing lots of amazing talk about it already. As we continue to visit the high schools and visit with parents and students to share this information, we will continue to see these applications roll in over the next couple of months.
And Sharon, you know, you're talking about full ride scholarships, 4 years. That's a tidy price tag there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is, but we also are very committed to investing in our students in these three counties. And we've had a great relationship with Emporia State, and we felt that this was just something that was just, you know, another perfect fit. What's really exciting is that I found out that ESU's marketing team is actually marketing to 2,795 students in 9th through 12th grade in the three counties. They're going to receive mailed information about the Jones Success Scholarship, as well as the Jones Premier Nursing and Education Scholarship. So I have full confidence that these students are going to be very well aware of this great opportunity. And I did want to add that these scholarships close the gap between other and provide between other aid that's provided to students and cost of attendance. So there is the full ride part of it, and that's for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the reason, another reason, honestly, that we did this, not just because of the legacy of Walter, Evan, and Olive, but we also realized, too, that the state of Kansas currently faces shortages for both nurses and pre-K-12 educators. We know that selected students will be ready for their careers when they graduate from ESU. And also, because 80% of ESU undergrads stay in Kansas upon graduation, we feel that the success of the Jones Premier Scholars will benefit the state of Kansas.
Outstanding. Carrie, yep. I wanted to just kind of jump in because obviously there's shortages right now in both nursing and pre-K through 12 educators. And Carrie, I wanted to get your thoughts here on how something like this may prompt somebody not only to get into this particular, you know, education field, but then maybe move forward and obviously have the background and the backing to move forward and start their career in that field.
Absolutely. You know, yesterday we attended a recruitment event, and it was really interesting to visit with eighth graders and freshmen and hear their thoughts about their plans and trajectory. And that's just it. These kids are thinking futuristically at a very young age. And so to be able to market something that gives them kind of like a, oh, you know, they were really excited to hear about this scholarship. As well as our faculty, we're excited that we're able to offer it. We definitely want to see more nursing students as we look at our trajectory for our building going up. And, you know, there's just a lot of excitement around all of this. We're so happy to partner, again, with education. These are vital programs to ESU, and we definitely see the benefit of having something that we can support. And, again, just the Jones Foundation coming behind and just helping us bridge that gap and get more nurses and more nurse and educators in our community.
Carrie, how exciting is you know, the news of the, you know, nursing facility coming on campus at Emporia State and the opportunity to be able to get more students in the program?
Well, I'll be transparent, Ron. It's something that's been on my professional tenure for years. I really never thought that it would come to fruition. I thought this would be well beyond my retirement, and I'd be excited to see it. But it really is a blessing, as well as the scholarship. I mean, you talk about two things coming together, a perfect perfect events occurring simultaneously that help us market our program and help us grow.
Well, it certainly is exciting news, and we're glad to be able to share that information. It's the new Jones Premier Nursing and Education Scholarship. Sharon, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Always good to talk to you. Sharon Tidwell, Executive Director of the Walter S. and Evan C. Jones Foundation. Sarah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, always good to talk to you, Dr. Sarah Schwartfeger, Interim Dean of the Teachers College. Carrie, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Dr. Carrie Hess, Professor of Nursing at Emporia State, all joining us for the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up. ESU, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU. It's 842.
Locals in and around Lewiston, Maine are on edge after at least 16 people were killed in a mass shooting Wednesday, and the person of interest is still at large.
I believe it. I know it's real. It's just, I don't want to believe it. You know, I mean, to see poor innocent people killed like that, especially children, you know.
That's Conrad Child speaking, as many in the area are being advised to shelter in place as authorities search for 40-year-old Robert Card, a firearms instructor who was committed to a mental health facility over the summer after he reported hearing voices. He also threatened to shoot.